having abolished in his flesh the enmity. You know, that's a big word. Oh, it's not a large word, but that enmity, is that not a strong word? Come on, you have felt enmity for someone. Now, I don't know who it is. You know, we've gotten kind of a demented kind of grace in our churches where the more weird something is and the more perverted it is, if you can show that you can accept it, you're showing how godly you are because you have grace. And here's what I found. When you have grace with the perverted, you can't have grace with the normal.
Yeah.
That's true. So I don't know where your enmity falls, but you have felt. Don't sit there and go, oh, I've never felt enmity for anybody. Then you're on drugs. Because that's the only way you've done it. Look, if you're ever sitting in a restaurant and two guys come walking in to sit down and they're holding hands, if you don't feel enmity, start. Well, I just have grace. Then you have enmity for me.
Yeah.